The Network Ireland Kerry branch, a newly established one just set up during the summer, is holding the first in its Spotlight series. It's all about scaling your business from the kingdom and features four very successful Kerry businesswomen. Well, here to tell us all about that and the work of Network Ireland, I'm joined by the Network Ireland Kerry branch president, Linda O'Mahony-Logan, and by the Network Ireland president on the line, Emma Early Murphy. Linda and Emma, you're both very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Mary. Great to be with you.
Thanks, Mary. Delighted to be here.
Linda, I might start with yourself. You were on with us before talking about the launch. You launched in June here at the Network Ireland Kerry branch. But just for people who maybe aren't aware of it, what's it all about?
Yeah, fantastic. So on the 7th of June, we launched the 17th branch of Network Ireland here in Kerry. So Network Ireland Kerry was born and launched at the Rose Hotel. And we had an amazing launch. It was over 90 people, including Emma, our national president, who I know you're going to talk to now shortly. And the whole objective of Network Ireland Kerry is it's an organisation for supporting the personal and professional development of females in the county and across the country. And when people become members of Network Ireland Kerry, you have actual access to the Network Ireland nationally, where there's over 1,000 members, and we're the 17th branch. So we've been off to a fantastic launch, and I know we're going to talk about our monthly events that are going to start on the 13th of September, and we've really exciting news to share.
And Emma, I'll bring you in there. You're national president of Network Ireland, which is actually 40 years in existence now.
Yeah, it absolutely is, Mary. So 40 years, I mean, it's phenomenal to see that we have developed so much over the 40 years, and indeed all the changes that we have seen in business, and indeed for women in business. So I'm delighted to lead the organisation for its 40 years as we continue to support the personal and professional development of women, and indeed drive it forward to the next level.
Linda, about this event you're having, so it's the Kerry Spotlight series happening on Wednesday, September 13th at the Rose Hotel. Will you tell us what is happening at it?
I will. And maybe for context first, if I can share that before the launch, we had the opportunity to visit the digital hubs in Kerry. And as we know, there's up to 14 digital hubs. And one of the things we were so struck by in each of the digital hubs was the amazing businesses in the county. And a lot of these businesses that are operating locally, nationally, internationally, and not at all seen or heard of, you know, and they're working away. And we thought, we want, as part of Network Ireland Kerry, to spotlight this. And I know nationally, the Network Ireland have been doing this for a long number of years. So the intention on the 13th is we have four businesses, amazing speakers. We have Kathleen Walsh from Viclarity. We have Ruth McCarthy from Fexco. We've Helen O'Sullivan from O'Sullivan's Bakery, who's also a membership officer on our committee, which is fantastic. And we also have Emily Brick from Athena Analytics. And our whole objective is, one, is to hear all about their businesses, their successes, also their challenges. And the whole idea is that our members in Network Ireland Kerry is there's employers, there's the entrepreneurs, and there's also employees of organisations. Mm-hmm. And our intention for, you know, OK, we're called Network Ireland Kerry, but networking is a part of it. But a big part of it is that we're informing, we're educating, we're inspiring people, whether you're in the employee in one of these organisations or other organisations, or you're running your own business, that you'll come along to these events and you get new perspectives. You get a sense of, you know, how are they dealing with the challenges that are presenting. And, you know, the one thing we've learned since COVID is, you know, the only constant in life is change. And for a lot of people, you know, it's how to excel, you know, how to navigate that, and also to make connections on the evening. I'm delighted. A former leader of mine, Justin McCarthy, former CEO and editor of the Irish Farmers Journal, is going to be our MC in the evening as well. So that will make it fantastic as well.
For the events then, they're open to everyone, whereas, say, membership of the organisation itself is just for, say, businesswomen. The events are open to everybody.
Absolutely, yeah. So, yeah, the membership is for women only. But for our events, yeah, we'd love to see everyone coming to our events. And that's why we have Justin emceeing, and our national partners are AIB, and here in Kerry, let's say people like Stephen Stack and people like that are fantastic, you know, supporters and attending all our events as well. So yeah, we want everybody attending our events.
Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned there, you go along to these events, you hear from these kind of people who have been so successful, you'd obviously hear about their challenges, as you mentioned as well, but it's obviously a great opportunity to go along and to meet other people who are in business in the county.
Absolutely. And again, I stress that, you know, because sometimes people think these are for, well, if I own the business or if I'm running the business, it's only for me. It's also for employees, and we have employees as part of our committee, and we're also part of our membership, and we're making sure that the themes are for them. And our intention is that we'll run our events the second Wednesday of every month from 6:30 to 8:30. And our intention is that people will look forward to it. They'll say, actually, you know what, this is an event where I really look forward to going. It's my 2 hours for me. It's meeting like-minded people. It's connecting with people. And remember, it's personally as well as professionally. And that people, you know, there's a sense of fun as well. We will have a Christmas event, you know. So it's not all seriousness. It's about the connections piece, and it's about the fun and, you know, meeting those like-minded people and taking space for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And Emma, you've obviously been involved in Network Ireland for a long time. How have you seen that help you, I suppose, in your own professional life?
Yeah, Mary, I absolutely have. So I joined Network Ireland in 2016. I was in the corporate world for a number of years, left there, and then I decided to set up my own business in 2017 after a few challenging years. And from there, Network Ireland has been a huge support to me personally. And I was actually thinking before our call today about how I can't imagine my life without Network Ireland and the members and the connections that I have created across the country. And one of the beauties of Network Ireland is I might be a member of the Kildare branch because that's where I'm from, but I can go to an event in Kerry, I can go to an event in Cork, or I can go to Mayo. There's no stopping on the reach. So that is really one of the huge benefits of it. And for me personally, and indeed for many of the members that I've become really good friends with, and indeed I've had many business collaboration opportunities that have developed from my membership. So for me, that is just one of the beauties of Network and one of the huge benefits that I see for anyone joining from a professional perspective. And then from a personal perspective, you know, from my own leadership perspective, from my education side of it, it's just been huge. And the opportunity there for anyone who becomes a member, I would really, really encourage them. What you put in, you get back out.
Yeah, Linda mentioned, you know, the 17 branches now, this huge scope for networking with other, I suppose, like-minded people across the country for professional development or indeed for, you know, collaboration within business.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, as we said, each of the branches hosts their own monthly events. So over the year, we have about 300 plus events across the country. Then we've two national flagship events. We have our International Women's Day in March, and then we also have our business conference and awards. And we're hosting that actually this year on the 29th of September in Lawler's Hotel Nace. And yesterday we had our official press release and photo shoot for all our business partners and our sponsors. And as Linda alluded to earlier on, AIB are our national partner, and we've a number of sponsors who have come on board. And it's very important to have these sponsors and education partners as part of our events, because that's what leads to the success of the events as well. So for the business awards and conference events, this is a great opportunity because all of the branches host their business awards at their own level, and then we 370 finalists across the country, 79 of the winners from around came and did their interviews 2 weeks ago. And from that, we now have 8 winners across our 8 business categories who are going to be awarded National Businesswoman of the Year in their category. And that is a huge achievement for all of those who reached the finals and who interviewed a few weeks ago in AIB's head office.
Okay, and that'll obviously be open to Kerry members then next year.
Oh, it sure will. I know Kerry has a good gang coming up to the event, but absolutely will be open to Kerry members. So once you're a member of Network Ireland, you have the ability to attend the events. And one of the other things I forgot to mention there, Mary, as well, is the national coffee mornings that we host. We host national coffee morning on the first Friday of every month for our members. And there's a great opportunity there to connect in with members again from across the country in the breakout rooms. And you never know who you get to know, as I do say, on these calls.
And Linda, yeah, that's something, the business awards, they'll be happening next year here in Kerry.
Yes, we're looking forward to this year. Us as a committee and some of our members are going to attend as guests. And we look forward next year to have some of our members participating for definite. And it's a fantastic national spotlight on again, local businesses. Mm-hmm. So we're really looking forward to it.
So since you had the launch in June, I know there was a great reaction to the launch itself. You had a great attendance at it. You know, have people been curious? Have they wanted to find out more and to join up?
Yeah, so we've had real great interest and a lot of people following the event. You know, we were delighted the membership accelerated, and we've had lots of people checking. So what are the themes? What are the events? You know, which is great. So we're saying to everybody, you know, to become a member, you know, you can become an individual member. It's a one-off payment, and then that covers your events for the year, whether you attend the events in Kerry or you attend the national events, as Emma had mentioned, excluding obviously the big events, the conference events, but those monthly events that you can attend. And just on those as well, is like if somebody is moving to another county, or I was working in Galway in June, I was down there for a week, so I actually attended a Network Ireland Galway event, and it was lovely because I got to meet the like-minded people. So there's that support in it as well. There's also a corporate membership. There's a 3 for 2. So there's that option there for people as well. So there is real interest, and that's why now we really appreciate the support from yourselves here on Radio Kerry. You've been fantastic, and all the media in Kerry, and getting that message out there for people. And we hope that everybody will slot the second Wednesday of the month in their diary to join Network Ireland Kerry.
And you touched on it earlier. You don't have to be, say, like a business owner or manager. You can be just, you know, an employee in a business, because there's huge scope mm-hmm. for professional development within the Network Ireland Kerry branch.
Absolutely. And Emma herself talked about in 2017 when she just set up her own business, and for her professionally, and, you know, from a leadership point of view, from an educational point of view. So for the employees, it's a really fantastic career support, you know, because you're going to meet other people. I know there are people who've actually, you know, secured really great jobs. I was speaking to somebody yesterday, and she said she met somebody at our launch, and she hired the person that she met was sitting near at our launch. I was thinking, this is fantastic. We're supporting people's careers.
That's great to hear. And, you know, the corporate packages we're seeing, we've really worked on that this year as well, Linda and Mary, and we're seeing a high uptake on that, because there's benefits, huge benefit for the employees, but also for the employers to offer that as part of their overall employee engagement package and programs to their employees, because that piece is crucial in retaining employees as well. So there's a win-win for everyone there.
Mm-hmm. And Emma, I know we mentioned the events are open for everyone, but say the membership itself of Network Ireland is for women. But I suppose there's something a bit different, isn't there, with, you know, women-only organization. Women are great for kind of helping each other, pushing each other. I'm not saying the men aren't good at it, but I suppose women are kind of different. We try and really pull each other along.
Well, look at Mary, you know, it's so true. Like, business itself is gender neutral, so it doesn't matter. But in terms of Network Ireland, we have seen the growth over the years, and women just enjoy the platform that we offer in terms of coming and getting that supportive piece. I actually spoke with one of our finalists at the interviews a few weeks ago, and she mentioned to me she was in the startup phase coming from a corporate space, and she went to a few different networking events, and she came to Network Ireland, and she just said she found her tribe. They actually really got behind her and supported her and started following her on her Instagram and really getting to understand her business. And it's grown from there. So there's absolutely a networking opportunity out there for everyone. And I always say there's B&I, there's the chambers, there's the local enterprise offices. And they for us are also very important, you know, that we work together. But for Network Ireland, in terms of the support that women offer each other, that's what we find is a key seller for us.
So Linda, the event, it's on September 13th at the Rose Hotel Tralee. Do people need to book in advance?
Yes, we want people to reserve. So what I'd say is, you know, go on our website, go on Network Ireland, you know, and there you can reserve if you want to become a member, or if you decide you want to attend the event, only people can pay to attend the event. Or if you book your membership, then you have your monthly events free. And we also say to people as well, reach out to any of us on the committee, follow us on our socials. We've got information going out there all the time. Just reach out to us with any questions, and really looking forward to seeing people, and including yourself, on the 13th at the Rose Hotel.
And as you mentioned there, you'll be having monthly events then after that.
Yes, so there's monthly events. So then in October, so we mentioned that AIB are our national partner. So we will run an event that will be in Killarney in October, and that will be practical tips to live and work sustainably in Kerry. And then in November, so the local enterprise office in Kerry are also a sponsor of ours and a really great partner as well. And we will host an event with them in November, and it'll really look at, again, spotlighting the businesses in Kerry, supports in Kerry for people who own business, people who run businesses, people who are, you know, part of businesses, again, in terms of courses that are available, training available. So we've got events every month, and then there will be the Christmas party then as well.
It sounds like you've a great lineup over the next few months. We are going to have to leave it there. Linda and Emma, thank you so much, both of you, for joining us.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you so much, Mary, for having us.